The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. Let's jump in with this one from Better Homes and Gardens. Life, the main event. Family adventures. Let the good times roll. Whether you're in your own backyard or on the road, we share some ideas to make the most of summer family time. Pump it up. Get a door-to-door gas cost estimate at gasprices.aaa.com. Driving electric? Find chargers at chargehub.com. That's chargehub.com. Summer classics checklist. They suggest a beach day, some fruity ice pops, lobster rolls, a group bike ride, sprinkler party, family campout, pizza on the grill, and geocaching. August 15th is National Relaxation Day. Put this on your to-do list. Absolutely nothing. Or try a family meditation session. Get started with a mantra like, I will be good to myself and others. Summer is a prime time for monarch butterflies to lay their eggs. Learn how to help them care for them at saveourmonarchs.org. I'll spell that. SaveourMonarchs.org. Show kids how to spot eggs, cocoons, and caterpillars. Now we kind of missed this. July 17th was National Ice Cream Day. Float your Shirley Temple. Pour grenadine and ginger ale or Kirschen Prosecco over a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Park perks. In our in-house National Parks Enthusiast, food editor Emily Teal stocks up on freebie souvenirs without breaking any take-only pictures rules. Start at the visitor center of a park, national park, to grab a free junior ranger guide. Complete all the activities and get sworn in as a junior ranger by an actual park ranger. In addition to pride, you'll get a badge or patch for your efforts. And don't forget your official park stamp. You can buy a passport or BYO notebook to stamp and record memories with factoids learned, wildlife seen, and trails hiked. And all aboard. Caravanning in multiple cars? Use the Wanderlog app, WANDERLOG, to share your itinerary and collaborate in real time so everyone stays in the loop and no one misses an exit. From Good Housekeeping, 5 Secrets to Healthy Silky Hair. When you've been clinging to your last haircut for a bit too long, your hair shows it. Your ends, which are oldest, start to tangle easily, look drier than the rest of your hair, and begin to have a crunchy feel. This damage can give your hair a frizzy appearance, especially in humid weather. Various physical and chemical factors used in excess, especially those involving heat, can cause progressive damage to the outer layer that normally protects your hair, which causes the underlying fibers to separate, says Joyce Davis, MD, dermatologist in New York City. The reality is there's no way to fully repair hair once it's been broken or split. The only way to truly get rid of split ends is to cut them off. But knowing the difference between physical and chemical damage can help you figure out the best strategy to prevent further splitting. Physical damage includes harm to the hair from too much brushing or combing, using tools like hair dryers, curling irons, or straighteners frequently. Non-fabric hair elastics, and tight hairstyles like braids. Chemical damage is caused by coloring hair, especially lightening or using heat in relaxing, perming, and smoothing treatments like keratin. Try these fixes that can help disguise frayed hair and stop split ends before they start. 1. Don't brush wet strands. Hair is especially prone to splitting when it's damp or wet. Water swells and stretches the hair shaft, which causes the single shingle light layer to lift the outer layer, explains GH Beauty Lab senior chemist Sabina Wiseman. adding stress from brushing in that state can cause it to break. Try brushing hair before you get it wet to prevent damage, she advises. If you have to comb your hair post-shower, gently towel dry it until it's not dripping. Then apply a leave-in conditioner all over strands before attempting to detangle. And choose the right tool. Dr. Davis recommends opting for a gentler wide-tooth comb or a wet brush, available on wetbrush.com, WETBRUSH.com, which is specifically designed to protect wet hair. Next, handle hair with care. Don't yank or pull strands when styling or brushing, Wiseman says. To minimize tangles and tearing when combing, start from the ends and work your way up the hair in small sections. Steer clear of hair elastics or accessories made with metal, which can tug and break hair. Instead, look for those made of or wrapped in fabric. Avoid tight braids or ponytails when possible to minimize breakage. And turn down the heat. The heat from hot tools is one of the major sources of hair damage and splitting, so take the right precautions. Fully dry hair before using a styling iron, as any water trapped within within the strands can heat up and expand, leading to additional damage, says beauty director Mirnir Errol, Ph.D., and apply a heat or thermal protection styling product all over hair prior to hot tool use. This will coat strands with ingredients like polymers that can stand up to heat temperatures, creating a shield that conditions, which reduces damage. Further mitigate it by putting hot tools on the lowest possible heat settings. For maximum split end prevention, try air drying hair as much as possible. Dye, D-Y-E, strategically. The chemicals in the hair color and bleach can cause severe damage if the products aren't applied correctly. Make sure color is being applied to just the roots of hair when doing a touch-up so that the ends aren't exposed. And last, condition constantly. Conditioning is one of the best things you can do to help reduce split ends. When you have split ends, your hair needs more hydration than ever. Conditioners coat wet hair so it's easier to detangle, which can lead to less damage and make hair softer and more manageable. Apply a conditioner every time you wash, being sure to thoroughly cover the ends. Add a leave-in conditioner and swap in a hair mask for more intense treatment as needed. And for some heat-free hair styling, these new stylers are made to enhance hair's natural shape as it air dries, so it looks polished without hot tools and their associated damage. For straight hair, they recommend Boosts Hair Bend and Body with this light lotion. Wait a minute, let me do this again. For straight hair, it's Boost Hair's Bend and Body with this light lotion. Start by applying a small amount and add more as needed depending on hair thickness and length. It's Bumble and Bumble brand. Don't blow it. Fine hair styler. $31. For wavy hair, this styling foam brings out and smooths your wave pattern, leaving hair soft without weight. John Frieda's Frizz Ease Air Dry Waves Styling Foam, $10 at Target. For curly hair, work the coconut oil-based cream through curls, twisting strands around fingers. It's OGX Locking Plus Coconut Curls Air Dry Cream, $9 at Walgreens. And for coily hair, this rich cream with nourishing plant butters and oils was created to soften and shape coils. TPH by Taraji, Twist and Set Moisture-Rich Twisting Cream, $14 at Target. From Real Simple, the books list top picks for every taste. We have five offerings. First, a book club winner in Eleanor Brown's book, and I'll spell her name, B-R-O-W-N, Any Other Family, the name of the book. Four biological siblings are adopted by three sets of parents, two couples and one single mother, who are committed to keeping the kids in each other's lives. But this well-intentioned agreement proves difficult in practice, especially when the children's biological mother announces she's pregnant again. A tearjerker that nails the issues of fertility, adoption, and raising kids. This is a conversation starter about parenthood you don't want to miss. A clever page-turner? Imagine, you're at a reunion dinner with former coworkers when you excuse yourself to buy a pack of cigarettes. As you walk back to the restaurant, you run into a former boyfriend, and then another, and then another. That's what happens to Lola in Sloane Crosley's, C-R-O-S-L-E-Y, book, Cult Classic. Clearly, something is up, and it's not mere coincidence. This wildly entertaining, hilarious, genre-defying, sci-fi-esque novel about dating and relationships is guaranteed to be unlike anything you've read before. A satisfying rom-com? Nora Hamilton writes movies for a romance channel, and her newest script, based on her own failed marriage, is picked up by Hollywood and being filmed in the farmhouse she shares with her two kids. When the movie's leading man offers her $1,000 a day to stay for a week after shooting wraps so he can decompress, the real drama starts. Nora Goes Off Script by Annabelle Monaghan, and that's M-O-N-A-G-H-A-N, is funny and smart, with a Nancy Meyers movie quality you'll love, and a main character you'll want to befriend. This is the perfect easy-breezy, feel-good read. And a moving piece of fiction. Set in idyllic coastal Maine, Alice Elliott Dark's book, and D-A-R-K, the last name, Fellowship Point, is the sweeping story of Agnes Lee and Polly Wister, longtime best friends who've made very different choices in life. One is a children's book author. The other is a wealthy wife and stay-at-home mom. When Agnes becomes determined to have a piece of land in their community permanently protected, Polly could stand in her way. What follows is an engrossing, relatable tale about female friendship and the growing pains of long relationships. A suspenseful novel. In 1985, Lore Rivera is an international banker whose double life, split between Mexico City and Laredo, Texas, comes to a halt when one of her two husbands murders the other. In 2017, Cassie Bowman is a true crime writer who becomes dangerously obsessed with Lori's story, and the questions multiply as she digs deeper. The book, More Than You'll Ever Know, by Katie Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z, is a something-for-everyone read. Mystery, crazy family drama, romance, with two incredible secret-keeping protagonists. From Better Homes and Gardens, question, what's the best way to clean my patio furniture? Do I need a pressure washer? We asked Marcella Barraza, founder of MB Green Cleaning and host of Clean Casa channel on YouTube, for best practices. Aluminum. The key is to use a soft cloth so you don't scratch the surfaces of aluminum pieces. Cut corrosion with a mix of equal parts water and vinegar. Wipe, rinse with soap and water, and let dry. A maintenance tip? Apply a coat of car wax to aluminum after cleaning. For plastic pieces, all you need is soap and water. If the pieces have mold, add distilled white vinegar to your solution. Wipe with a microfiber cloth or a soft brush to get into weaves and crevices. Rinse and wipe with a dry cloth. An all-around hero, Charlie's Professional All-Purpose Cleaner. It's a biodegradable concentrate that can handle tough stains. For wood, for sealed wood, use a wood cleaner like Murphy Oil Soap. For stains on unsealed wood, clean with a mix of equal parts water and vinegar. And the cushions. Zip off covers and treat stains with dish soap and water. Rinse and launder in cold water. Always hang to dry. If the covers don't have zippers, focus on spot cleaning stains with dish soap and water. Press hard to remove as Press hard to remove as much water as you can and put them on their sides with seams down to dry. And patios and decks. For concrete, a pressure washer could be your best friend for this surface, which can handle 3,000 to 4,000 PSI. That amount of water force makes short work of dirt and stains. For stone pavers, skip the pressure washer. It can disturb the sand between the stones. Use a coarse, stable broom and brush with soap and water. For wood and composite decks, sweep and hose down the deck, taking care to dislodge debris between boards. Clean with soap and water, or hit tough algae and mildew with a non-bleach cleaner, as bleach can lighten wood unevenly. Keep the pressure washer dialed below 1200 PSI. From Woman's Day, surprise, bonus exercise. These everyday actions aren't a replacement for an actual workout, but they do count as extra credit. They work your muscles and get your blood pumping to contribute to a healthier, stronger, happier you. Cleaning. Do the mop and squat. Switch arms while cleaning the bathtub and sinks. Set a step goal and putter around the house until it's met. Grocery shopping. Park your car far away from the entrance and use a shopping basket instead of a grocery cart, says Scott Elliott, a personal trainer and founder of Cool Body Fitness. You'll get an arm and shoulder workout that way. Washing the car. Next time you suds up and rinse off the family wheels, notice how out of breath you are. All that scrubbing gives your whole body a serious workout. Sitting up straight. Try to focus on being upright instead of slouching whenever you're seated, whether that's in the car, at your desk, or at the dinner table. It might be uncomfortable at first, but you'll get used to it, says Elliot. It engages your core and supports good posture. Working on the yard. This can be a great way to strengthen your muscles and bones. Whether you're digging in the garden or pushing the mower across your lawn, it all helps target your core and lower back. And it can even help improve posture by engaging your posterior chain muscle group, calves, hamstrings, glutes, and lower back. Doing laundry. It's about much more than just washing and folding. Bending, lifting, and everything else you do while getting the laundry done are compound movements that engage multiple muscle groups at the same time. And being a parent, chasing the little ones around, playing backyard games, even pushing them on the swing set, increases your heart rate and supports joint mobility. Flex those mom muscles. From Real Simple, who knew nature's clues? Some old school ways to take a hint from Mother Earth. The sun clock. Okay, we all know we can track the day by the sun's journey from east to west. But there's a cool trick to get a rough estimate for sunset. Hold out your palm with your pinky running along the western horizon. Stack your hands until you hit the bottom of the sun. Each finger, skipping the thumb, represents 15 minutes of remaining daylight. So if you stack your hands three times, you've got about 3 hours of light left. If it's only three fingers, you have 45 minutes. The cricket thermometer. When evening comes, listen for the rhythmic sound of crickets. The warmer it is, the faster their muscles move, and the more they chirp. Count those chirps for 14 seconds, then add 40 to get a ballpark estimate of the temperature in degrees Fahrenheit. The tree compass. Branches are the most abundant in the part of the tree that gets the most light. In the northern hemisphere, that's typically the south side. And while northern branches generally grow upward, southern ones often extend horizontally, like outstretched arms pointing toward the tropics. And the nose barometer. If you can catch a whiff of a chlorine-like smell and you're nowhere near a pool, it could be ozone, a pungent molecule that can travel downwind ahead of a thunderstorm. Consider it your cue to head inside. From Real Simple, Rainbow Sprinkle Snacking Cake. No butter, no eggs, no mixer. No problem. And yeah, you're reading that right. So, active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 2.5 hours. This serves 8. For the cake, we need cooking spray, 1.5 cups all-purpose flour, 1 cup granulated sugar, 3 tablespoons rainbow sprinkles plus more for decorating, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 1 tablespoon vanilla extract, 1 tablespoon white vinegar. For the glaze, 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons cream cheese, softened, 1/2 cup confectioner's sugar, that's the powdered, 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 tablespoon whole milk or as needed, and 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. To make the cake, preheat oven to 350, coat an 8-inch round cake pan with cooking spray, and line the bottom of the pan with parchment paper. Whisk flour, granulated sugar, sprinkles, baking soda, and salt in a large bowl. Add 1 cup of cold water, oil, vanilla, and vinegar, whisking until smooth. Pour into the prepared cake pan. Bake, rotating the pan halfway through cooking time until a wooden pick comes out with a few moist crumbs, about 45 minutes. Let cool in the pan for 15 minutes. Invert onto a wire rack, remove the parchment, and then invert again to face it right side up. Let cool completely about 1 hour. Then make the glaze. Whisk cream cheese, confectioner's sugar, and salt in a medium bowl until smooth. Whisk in the milk, 1 teaspoon at a time, until desired consistency. Whisk in the vanilla. Spread glaze over the top of the cooled cake. Decorate with sprinkles. Refrigerate the cake uncovered until glaze is set, about 15 minutes. There's a simple, very happy-looking cake. From Magnolia Journal, stack up the freshest bites of the season. These are sandwiches. First, a peach and tomato baguette. Prep time is 10 minutes. It makes 1 sandwich. We need softened butter, 1 6-inch portion of a baguette-style French bread, sliced once horizontally, 1 small tomato, sliced, 1 fresh peach, halved, pitted, and sliced, fresh basil leaves, 2 ounces fresh mozzarella cheese, sliced and torn, or 2 ounce burrata cheese, split and torn, and balsamic vinegar. Lightly spread the butter on cut sides of the baguette portion. Top the bottom half with tomato slices, peach slices, basil leaves, and the mozzarella or burrata. Then drizzle with the vinegar. Add the top half of the baguette. A cherry and cheddar toasty sandwich. Prep time 10 minutes. Cook time 5. This makes 1 as well. 2 thick slices of hearty grain and seed bread. 2 tablespoons cherry preserves. 3 ounces white cheddar cheese, sliced, 8 sweet cherries, pitted and halved, and softened butter. Spread 1 side of each bread slice with cherry preserves. Top 1 slice with 1/2 of the cheese, the sweet cherries, then remaining cheese. Add the remaining bread slice, preserves side down, then spread both outer sides of the sandwich with softened butter. Heat a large skillet over medium-low. Cook sandwich in skillet 2 to 3 minutes per side or until bread is golden and cheese is melted. Adjust heat as necessary to prevent over-browning. An herb mayo BLT sandwich. Prep time is 15 minutes. It makes 1 sandwich. We need 2 slices sourdough bread, toasted, 2 tablespoons herb mayonnaise, which is made by stirring chopped herbs such as basil, dill, oregano, etc., and lemon juice to taste into the mayo, or into some mayo. 3 slices thick-cut bacon, halved crosswise and crisped cooked. 2 slices tomato, 2 leaves of butterhead lettuce, and 1 fried egg, optional. Spread 1 side of each bread slice with herb mayo. Top 1 slice with crisp cooked bacon, tomato slices, and butterhead lettuce leaves. If desired, top with a fried egg. Add the remaining bread slice, mayo side down. And Good Greens Bagel Witch. This is 10 minutes prep and makes one. We need 2 ounces cream cheese, softened, 1 tablespoon very finely chopped shallot, 1 teaspoon chopped fresh dill, 1 whole wheat, whole grain, or everything bagel, cut in half horizontally, 8 thin slices of cucumber, 1/2 of an avocado, pitted, peeled, and sliced, 1/4 cup fresh alfalfa or radish greens, radish sprouts, or pea shoots, and 2 to 4 large lettuce leaves. To make it, stir together the cream cheese, shallot, and dill. Spread on cut sides of bagel. Layer bottom half of bagel with cucumber slices, avocado slices, alfalfa sprouts, and lettuce leaves. Then add the top half of the bagel. Let's do some eggs. From Woman's Day, sunny side up eggs. Heat non-stick skillet on medium with oil lightly coating the bottom. Crack eggs in and cook until the tops of the whites are set, but yolks are still runny, about 3 minutes. Remove pan from heat and use spatula to transfer to plates. As a tip, you can use a spatula to spread out runnier parts of the albumen, aka the egg white. For over easy eggs, heat non-stick skillet on medium with oil, lightly coating the bottom. Crack eggs in and cook until bottom is set, about 1 minute, then slide spatula under each egg and with a quick flip, turn over. Don't lift it too high or you might break the yolk. Cook until whites are set, about 1 minute more. How to poach an egg? Create a cloud-like shape in 3 simple steps. To prep, crack an egg into a bowl, transfer to a mesh strainer, discard excess white. To cook, add to simmering water. Cook undisturbed 20 seconds, continue cooking, turning occasionally. And then remove when the white is just set. Serve immediately. And using eggs here, we've got a Woman's Day recipe, smashed avocado toast. Active and total time are both 10 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 1 ripe avocado, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, kosher salt and pepper, 4 slices of bread toasted, 4 poached eggs. In a medium bowl, smash avocado with lemon juice and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Spread on toast and top with eggs. Well, they weren't kidding. It really was smashed, wasn't it? Brunch just got good for you. Avocado has heart-healthy fats, and eggs are a source of lean protein and other nutrients that support your ticker. We're running out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.